I do have a motto for this year, and that motto is... Hello and welcome, or welcome back to the Traffic Talks podcast. Happy, happy new year. And just to get it out the way, no, this is not a new upload day time schedule. This is just me finally taking my own advice and actually relaxing in this new year festive holiday season, especially after the Podmas that I did. So well done to me for actually relaxing. I've just had a busy few days between going out with family, relaxing at home, having people come do things at our house because we are just always moving onwards and upward. We've had a guy come in and paint, and people clean the yard and just do all sorts of things. So it's been a bit hectic. I haven't even sent out New Year's messages, which I still need to get to. So life has been busy, and I apologize for starting the year off on a late note, but it's for my betterment. So sorry, not sorry. Yeah, that's where I am. So I'm enjoying this. So I'm going to keep going with it and get on with the episode. So as I said, happy new year, happy 2025. I am so glad it's a new year because I am excited for what this year will bring in terms of just everything. So I spoke to a friend about this via voice note before the year ended, and we both are just like, this year that has finally arrived. So excited for it. So it has been amazing so far, and it's only been 3 days, and I've already just started doing the small things for myself. As I said, I've been taking my own advice, and on top of that, I've also been planning for the future. So I've been working on the goals I want to set, the habits I want to implement, the hobbies that I want to do, because I feel like I've been on this rat race of just doing instead of being, and hobbies are a part of that flow. To just do things that aren't for profit, aren't for gain, aren't for exposure, aren't for aesthetic. Doing things that are just fun. And then also planning my future, planning my calendar, working on podcast things, just doing all these things that are for me, whether it be a mental thing, because planning does help calm the stress that I tend to get when going through these things, especially like now. I'm late, I'm feeling that, I'm behind schedule, I feel that, like all these things are piling up. It is a self-imposed kind of punishment, but it's worth it at the end of the day, because the longer you put things off, they'll eventually just get cancelled. So let's not do that. And I'm actually quite proud of the episodes I've done. I told my friend I did 75 episodes last year. 26 was Podmas, the 25 episodes plus the trailer, as well as 49 episodes for the year. So that was a lot. And I was so happy with that. I was so proud of myself. And yeah, a couple of episodes were late, but I won't be mad at that because they eventually got put out there instead of just getting cancelled. So I was very, very happy about that. Batching for Podmas did work, which was something I know that did alleviate a lot of stress. But there was still the rat race and the hamster wheel of trying to get them up. But that is next week's episode. I'm not gonna give too much away, which brings me back to taking things easy and not stressing myself out, especially when it comes to overthinking and planning and stressing about the future. One of my goals, which I'm not gonna speak about too much, not because I don't want to, just because I'm not fully decided on them, is that I've decided to kind of make my goals based on an overarching plan for the next 5 years. So like I said, I don't know what exactly that is, But I am busy working through all the kinks. And the thing is, have my 5-year plan, break it down year by year or goal by goal, and see how much I need to achieve in which time period. Because some things are going to take years, others are going to take months, others might just take a week. So we never know. And that's the thing. But even though I'm not going to reveal my goals, especially until I've achieved them, and then maybe explain, like, this was the goal, this was when I achieved it, and this was the process, these were the hang-ups, these were the easy part, things like that. I do have a motto for this year, and that motto is asking myself the question, is it really that hard? So when anything comes up in life, I'm just gonna ask, is it really that hard? Because this is an excellent question that basically got me through December. By asking yourself a question, you challenge your brain to find things to agree with the opposite of that statement. So if you ask yourself, is it really that hard? Your brain is going to find ways to say, like, no, it was actually easy because, and then your brain will provide the reasons why it was actually easy instead of hard. And that is a good way to change the way your brain handles a lot of things and actually kind of rewire yourself to seeing not only the positive, but finding a better way out of situations, especially if things are challenging for you. It can help you find a way to achieve your goal that you set out to achieve in a bit more of a creative way than what you used to. And that helped me, like I said, in Podmas, because it was overwhelming to feel behind and then get the idea to batch. And then I overthought batching and then I did it. And then it wasn't actually that hard. So asking myself, is it really that hard, is basically going to be my motto for the year. And especially when it comes to goals and achieving them, I'm going to be asking, is it really that hard to achieve this goal? Is it really that hard to do this thing? Because most of the times, no, it's not. And always action over planning is kind of key. Sometimes you just need to do the damn thing, which is another thing I've been saying a lot recently. So yeah, find a word or a motto or a phrase for this year, and I think you're going to have a much better time because you can always just revert back to that. So yeah, haven't had set goals, but there are some things I would like to work on continuously in different ways. So for example, my health. I need to focus on my physical health as well as my mental health. I've gotten mentally stronger, but there's still a lot of work that I need to do. My finances have taken the biggest nosedive, which is not good, but because of the freedom that savings has provided me, it was the best thing ever. But now I need to build that back up. My career, which I will extend to include my social media, I need to work on. Because Instagram is one thing, TikTok is a whole other beast. YouTube is a platform on its own with so many facets. And those are all things that factor into my career aside from getting a job that I want, you know? Doing things that are a steady income and fixed and not so ebb and flow depending on how many likes you get. I also want to work on relationships and communication with people, but above all, self-care. I've done a lot of self-work and now I just need to get into the self-care of things. I've been a homebody for the last month and I definitely want to get out more, do more trips, do more outings, even if it's just going to sit in a park and read. I need to get out more and take care of myself more. And as I said at the top of the episode, I have a few things that I've been implementing now, but there are a few more things that I want to work on as we go through the year, especially because I know those will be beneficial to my health, be it physical, mental, emotional. And I actually started a brand new journal. The previous one that I'd been using as a bit of like a diary journal thought book was actually one I had used 2022, 2023, and 2024, just because I didn't finish the book. And I have a feeling this year is gonna be something that's going to change my life's trajectory. So I thought I needed to just get a completely blank slate, fresh start, clean slate feeling. So I got a brand new book and I'm actually going to pop a picture up on my Instagram for my cover. that I do. Hopefully I'll get that up soon because I want to get that covered. I want to do my planner, which is one that was bought that's pre-made and everything. It was a cheapie but a goodie. And I want to actually put stickers on there that is kind of like a vision board, but in my planner. So when I plan, I see them, it sticks in my mind. When I journal, I've got these images on there. So it's constant reinforcement of chasing my dreams and speaking through it when I journal plan. So yeah, that will be an episode on its own because it is something I've been working on since last year. And having to fall out of routines, get back into them, fall out of them, get back into them, has been a roller coaster that has taught me a lot. So there's always certain things you can always do, but some things are harder to get back into once you fall out of them. Like I said, episode for another time, but definitely habits, habits, habits. Keep the good ones, kick the bad ones, occasionally indulge in ones that aren't too bad but not too good. So yeah. But as I said, I am ready to take on this year. I have a feeling it's going to be a big year for me. I actually had a dream literally last night about something I'm shook by. I've said this many times, but I'm someone who, when I have a dream and I actually wake up and remember it, that means it's important. So I googled what the meaning was and I interpreted it in my own way. And I'm ready. I'm fired up after having this dream. So yeah, I'm excited for this year. I can't wait to see what happens to all the things I work on and what surprises I receive. And yes, I phrased it that way because how you speak things into existence makes a difference, okay? Manifest, speak it out there, speak it out loud, and phrase it correctly, otherwise you won't receive it. So, yeah, thank you for choosing to join me in today's episode. Hopefully, for the rest of the year, you'll stick around. And one thing I like to do is give a song of the week, and this week's song of the week is No Peace by Sam Smith. Okay, hear me out. It is an incredible song. Sam Smith is an incredible vocalist and they have such a fierce voice. I have an entire playlist dedicated to songs with incredible vocals. The lyrics itself, which I just want to read to you, are as follows. Because I sure can't get no sleep. And Lord knows there's no relief. Okay, that's just one of them. And the second part I want to quote you is, oh, I can't get no sleep. And I sure won't find no peace. Okay, if you have listened to how they have sang these lyrics, you'll understand how hard they hit. Especially if you are someone who's trying to improve yourself. Because yes, I know it's a love song, but this can also be a me-to-me vibe when you listen to it. Because if you are a former people pleaser like I am, if you struggle with other people invading your space and your time, these are things that happen to you. You don't get sleep, you don't get peace, you don't get relief. And that's hard to deal with. Because those are things that are vital for your basic existence, okay? And this is kind of like understanding grief. Because yes, heartbreak is a form of grief. And it's a grieving process that you have to go through. And cutting off ties from people who have been toxic, who have been hurting you in any way, shape, or form, or just misusing you in any way, that is the same as basically breaking up with them, and it's hard to go through it. But I will definitely urge you to try, because your inner peace, your sleep, yourself, you are a priority and you are worth going through all that hardship for. Okay? And if no one's gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you this on the first episode of 2025. You are enough. You are worth it. So fight for yourself, choose you. And if you ever need help, reach out to people. I know it's not easy, but me explaining to my friends last year, like, look, I'm just having a bit of a tough time and I'm not coping right now was hard, but it was the best thing ever because they are amazing and they were able to come back to me and just be like, I got you. So reach out to people and try and fight for yourself because you are worth it. So on that emotional note, I'm going to say thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the first episode of 2025, and I can't wait to chit-chat with you for the rest of this year every week. That's it from me. I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.